Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moved by the Holy Spirit, and His return is so swift. And I thank the Lord that He's coming back. I thank the Lord that everything that He do is well thought out. Everything the Lord ever does is well thought out. He puts thought into it. Heartfelt love, heartfelt pureness, heartfelt wisdom in everything that He does. And I stated those three because that's how He taught me. Holiness and wisdom governs love. Love and holiness governs wisdom. Holiness and love governs wisdom. Wisdom and holiness governs love. They all three work together to keep each other strong. And then God makes a choice. Everything He does is full of love, so He wants it to work, so He does what's wise, and because He loves, it's pure, it's holy. And that's how God does things. That's why He's strong. And if we do the same thing He does, that's why we're strong. And I woke up last night and I was praying, and people are so quick to judge. If people hate you, they can't say nothing good about you. And even the purest people, Christians who love God, I'm not talking about people who are trying to sell something. A lot of people have tried to sell the gospel and promise people things on their terms, and people are not growing. They promise some blessings, which if you follow God, you are blessed. You're blessed already. But when people are trying to get money out of people, and they are, they really are. They try to get money out of people to make their life luxurious, so that they and they'll preach some of the gospel, not all of it. And see, if you're the word of God is true. If your heart is in it, you'll do the word. But Jeremiah had a problem back in his day. God had a problem, and He revealed some things to Jeremiah. And these were the people, well, supposedly the people of God. If you read Jeremiah 5, 6, and 7, and even 8, the Lord had a problem. People were doing all kind of things, and then they come to the temple as if they were God's people. And they wouldn't receive knowledge from Jeremiah. Why would people say that they love God and then go and do what Satan does? Now, people are being blockaded from entering into heaven because the way of truth is evil spoken of. Jesus put it this way, if you don't build with me, you scatter. So people who don't build with God, they cause complaints, and people speak evil against the way of truth. You don't get much animosity from sinners who, if you can reach the average sinner, if you can tell him about Jesus and show him the love of God without interference. See, back in the days of the apostles, it was the Jews. It was unrepentant Jews that caused trouble. They followed the apostles around and caused trouble in the Gentile areas. Paul didn't have a problem with Gentiles as much as he had with unrepentant Jews, people who were supposed to know God. They were the ones who gave people the animosity. And there were many Gentile people that would listen. A lot of them listened and even helped out the Jews. Even the Greeks listened. But see, people who don't live for God, they don't have a relationship with God. but they claim to have a relationship with God, and they do wrong, and they cause problems, and they seem to give people an excuse, and sometimes an avid sinner desires an excuse. They want to stay like they are. But see, your life takes away all excuses. So what people do, they try to avoid you because they love the world. That's just how it is. False brothers and false sisters make a mess of things. They do everything God said don't do. They commit adultery, they fornicate, they lie, they do witchcraft, and say that they're prophets. They built money out of people, and the money should go to people who really love God so that they'll do something with it. See, when the rapture happens, everything will be revealed as it really is in God's eyes. And the Lord said, every people are not like they portray themselves. He's been telling me this more and more lately. I said, Lord, you're going somewhere with this, and you're giving me a piece at a time. I said, I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. And I want to get a good grip on it. It seems like it's important to know. And I was swimming yesterday, and I was listening to Jeremiah, and I used to wonder, why wouldn't people receive the message God gave? And in chapter 7, it was so clear. I said, that's why. They wouldn't receive the truth of God's word. People that I thought would receive it didn't. And it used to puzzle me. I said, these are people that have blessed me in the past. Why wouldn't they receive this? It's true. It's obvious. The Lord used to give me a word at home. I write it down. I go to get, and he'd send me to certain pastors, and I'd give them the word. And he did this everywhere I went, more than once. And I'd give them the word, and when I get to the church, they're preaching half of the things that I wrote about. They had a reference and still didn't follow through. And I know what it is. I'm not trying to bash them, but I had an inside view of things because of the Holy Spirit. I'm not wrong about this. This is true. The Lord taught me about it. I had revelation knowledge about it. And this went on for years to the point that I didn't want to do it. And I didn't want to go give anybody a word anymore. One time he sent me to a church and he wanted me to tell a pastor, I said, I don't want to meet no more pastors. I was burnt out. I even went home. I had vowed that I would obey God. And I just went home. I got in my car and left. Or my truck, whatever I drove that day. I left and went on home. I said, I don't want to meet no more pastors. And then, I didn't please God doing that. So I went back the next Sunday to give the man of God the word. And it was a good word this time. And I told him, I said, the Lord told me to tell you that you hadn't seen the half. And he smiled. And within a year, he had a magnificent church. He bought an old school. And it was a chapel. It was beautiful. And then he built a $15 million dome. He really didn't see it. That was a true word. God loves his people. And paid for it cash. God can do some things when people obey him. If you live a life of obedience, God can move. He's not restricted. He's restricted by unrepentant, disobedient people. And then when they're restricted, their life is restricted. That's why God is restricted. If you live in disobedience, you turn everything of God off. If God wants you to do something, you do something else. You're turning God off in your life. Then they turn around and preach why things are the way they are. They preach excuses, not the word of God. And I know when they're doing it because I know better. But when people go forward, then God goes forward. And God can do some things. But everything of God is very progressive. It's very progressive. Very progressive. And with that being said, it doesn't mean that you always see the full extent of what he's doing. And the Lord gave me a ministry I can't see, but I know what it's doing because I have revelation knowledge. I know what the Lord have told me, and I believe it. So when you follow God, you can do some things that others can't. An obedient man can do impossible things that disobedient people cannot do. And I walk around knowing this, and I try to get people in obedience and in trust. If you see, you got to trust God to obey him. Some of the things he'll tell you to do, you wouldn't normally do. But whatever God tells you to do, you got to do it. If you do it and obey him, it's going to work. And I talk about, I train about this. A lot of my teaching is training towards things like this. And now I'm restricted. I can only tell people that want to know it. And people that listen to this broadcast, they want to know it. I'm done teaching people outside that don't want to know it. God, when I get around people that don't want to know him, the Lord does a clamshell on me. I can't talk about it. He'll even make me forget stuff until I leave their presence because they harden their heart. They hide from God, now God's hiding from them. God don't go back and forth with people forever. He give people grace, a season. If they don't obey him in that season, then they keep turning God off, God turn them off too. But those that have ears to hear and want to know him, that's who he released me to talk to now. Now, with that being said, God loves us, and he's dealing with his love, his mercy, and his justice. He's not going to keep on trying to get people to do right. After a while, he hardened their heart because they are corrupted. And they'll cause more problems. When it gets to a point that you'll cause more problems, then God has to do something. And he will. Now, when we pray for our leadership, remember, you have the keys of life and death in your hands. You have the keys of the kingdom of God. You do. You have authority over Satan. If Satan's doing something in your world, turn him off. Christians need to see, if you're an obedient person, this will only work if you're obedient. If you're disobedient, become obedient to God. Submit your whole life to God. Not so you'll have power. Not so you'll go to heaven. Not so you'll make the rapture. It's the right thing to do. Submit your whole life to God from the heart. This is a love relationship. Now, I can act right, but God didn't ask me to act right. He said, be right. He said, I'm perfect, you be perfect. Be perfect for I'm perfect. This is a choice that you can make. Well, I don't know how to be perfect. Who cares? You can do all things through Christ, just like everybody else that's perfect. Jesus is perfect. See, when you go back to Genesis, everything is, it produces after its kind. If you believe on Jesus, and you submit your life to him, he's your king, he's telling you what to do, don't tell me you can't be perfect in all things. Well, I might fail, but you might grow. This is the life of God is a growing life. Jesus came to us in seed form. We believe on Him. We care about Him. We love Him. We acknowledge Him. And as you begin to do what He said do, your love grows. When your love grows, you become perfect. People have taught it wrong. You can't be perfect. Yes, you can. You have to do what Jesus said do. You have to do what the Word said. You have to make those kind of choices as a way of life. And you have to work the kingdom. The world knows how to work its kingdom. You got to learn how to work yours. Now, this is your world. God put you here, and you can't trust that nobody else will do what you're supposed to do. He made you a king and a priest. You got to own it. You're a king and a priest. So if Satan's doing something in your world, this is how you have to look at it. It's up to you to tell him to stop it. Tell him, you got to give him orders. He will obey you. If you obey Jesus, Satan will obey you. If you disobey Jesus, he's going to accuse you in heaven's court and try to get out of what you said, told him to do. I know what I'm talking about. The Lord taught me these things. So if I see Satan doing something in my world, on earth, even things that don't pertain to me personally, if I see any satanic activity, I can take authority over it at my will. All the way down to serpents and scorpions. If I see storms, I can stop them. And we need more Christians that believe God's word. One night a storm came, and I was just learning about, Mr. Austin said that when a storm was coming towards Washington, D.C., he was watching on TV, and the Lord told him, spoke to him and said, you can stop that storm. So he rebuked it, and it didn't hit land. Now, he trusted to tell me that. I grew up with his children. He was even a principal at a school. He was a coach mostly, but he became a principal. And when he said this, I looked up to him. If he said it, we need people in position that we look to. I never heard anybody else say something like that. And I knew about authority, but I didn't know I could do something like that. So I received what he said. And the next time the winds blew hard or a storm came, I took authority over it. And I was going to UAB that year. And I thought about what he had said. The rain was so hard and the winds was blowing. There was no trees in front of my, I couldn't see my white truck because of the rain. That's how intense it was. And the winds began to blow. And I was about to go in the classroom. We had been on break in the classroom. I just spoke. I said, peace be still. Nobody heard me. I said it silently, but I said it in faith. Before I could turn around to go in the classroom, the rain stopped and I could see my truck. I said, wow, most people won't believe this. So a storm came during those days. And the hail woke me up. It hit the house so hard it woke me up. And I woke up and I went outside. I mean, I didn't go outside. I looked out the window and I turned the TV on in the other room. And I just took authority over that storm. And I commanded it to power down. Well, when I did this for a couple of hours, I was up for a while. And once it passed, the hail stopped hitting the house. And you could see the storm on TV. And when it got to Anniston, I said, well, it's powering down. I went to bed. The next morning, I found out that storm tore up Gaston, and it just made a mess. Right after I went to bed and stopped interceding, it made a mess of things. I said, I should have stayed up. We have authority. We have to grow into it. You can stop storms. You can stop satanic activity. But first, you got to be in obedience. You got to live in obedience to God. And then you have easy authority. That's the best way I know to put it. If you can win the war within, and it's not without a fight to obey God, if you win the war within, the war without is a cakewalk. It's easy. It's easy authority. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.